Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior this morning. This morning, again, we want to look at another aspect of truth. We're looking at the question that Pilate asked Jesus in the judgment hall, what is truth? You know, Pilate probably was frustrated that morning. He was trying to get Jesus off of his hands, but he couldn't. He was faced with truth. And, you know, maybe you're here this morning and you're frustrated and you don't know what's truth. And, well, the truth is in the Word of God and we can find it. And the first aspect that we looked at of finding truth is loving truth. We need to love the truth. And the third aspect we looked at is coming to the knowledge of the truth and believing the truth. As John says, he that doeth truth cometh to the light. And then the fourth aspect that we looked at is walking in the truth. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. And so this morning, I want to look at another aspect of truth that the Bible speaks about. This one, unfortunately, is where a lot of professing Christians are. They have a form of truth. And that's not a good place to be, to just have a form of the truth. They have a lot of knowledge. And we get this picture here in Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 in large part is combating this whole aspect of having a form of knowledge and form of truth. Paul says here in verse 20 of chapter 2 of Romans, I'll just back up and read verse 19 first. And art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. And then he goes on to say, thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? And so he's bringing out a point here that some people are preaching and teaching the Word of God, but they only have a form of the truth. They only have a form of the knowledge. Why? Because the aspect that we talked about yesterday of walking in the truth and the Spirit will guide you into all truth is not prevalent in their life. It's not real in their life. And so they only have a form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. And so that's unfortunately where a lot of people are at today. And it's very sad. They only have a form of the knowledge and of the truth. You know, truth is not reality in their heart, and truth is not reality in their life. Their life does not match up with the Bible. Romans 2:8, again, he says, but unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. And so he's saying here, them that are contentious and do not obey the truth. You know, when we have a child that does not want to obey us, you know, they're contentious. They don't want to obey the truth that we are to teach them. And then he goes on to say, you know, them that obey not, you know, there's indignation and wrath waiting for them, tribulation and anguish upon every soul that doeth evil. Then I like verse 10. He says, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. And so God does not want to pour out wrath, indignation, tribulation, anguish, but he wants to give us glory and honor by not just having a form of truth, but obeying the truth. Second Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7 through 9 talks about Jesus' return. And it says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God." Those are those who profess not to know God. They don't care. But look what it says next. "And that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." They have a form of truth, but they obey the word not, "who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." You know, Romans chapter 1, verse 25 talks about people changing the truth. Romans 1:18 says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." And so there's lots of professing Christians today who hold the truth in unrighteousness. By they're preaching the word, they're preaching a lot of the Bible, but they're being disobedient, and they're making the scripture say what they want it to say. That is holding the truth in unrighteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is another verse 7 and 8. It says, "ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." And so a lot of people, you know, reading the Bible, they're learning, but yet never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, to where the Word of God becomes flesh within them. You know, the scripture says in John chapter 1, "and the Word became flesh." You know, and that's God's heart and desire for you and I, that as we read the Word and as we're learning, that we're able to come to the knowledge of the truth, where his word becomes flesh. It becomes part of us. But we read on in verse 8 of the same chapter. It says, "Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." And so, you know, when people only have a form of truth, you know, they have corrupt minds and they're reprobate concerning the faith, because true faith does not just have a form of truth, but the truth becomes flesh in our lives and in our heart. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 5 says, "He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes and words, whereof cometh envy, railings, and evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself, but godliness with contentment is great gain." So here it says they are destitute of the truth, even though they have a form. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to let the truth become flesh within you. You know, let, as we read yesterday in John, let the Spirit of truth guide you into all truth, to the point where the truth becomes flesh. You know, and that's when we can find the answer to Pilate's question, "What is truth?" And I will close with a word of prayer this morning. Father in heaven, I pray that you would just help each one of us, Lord, to walk in truth and not have a form of truth, Lord, that when we would stand before you on the day of judgment, Lord, that we could hear those blessed words, "Enter into the joy of the Lord. Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Heavenly Father, I pray that you would just quicken your word and give it life, Lord, and bless each one who listens. In Jesus' name, amen.